All right, so this is our last class. I wanted to do something that would bring us back full circle, give us a chance to review a lot of the skills, put it into practice with a new mini unit that we haven't seen. So this will be kind of a review and a chance to see something new at the same time. So this is going to be page 11, which is about fruit trees, but it's maybe more interesting than it sounds. But the bracha on fruit trees. There's a bracha on seeing new fruit trees, and it's not as simple as it sounds. So this actually came up in the classroom this past year because I got an email from the school reminding us that since it's about to be the last day of Nisan, this is a few months ago, if we're going to make the bracha on fruit trees with the class, you know, you can go to Ikar Farm, we should do it today, you know, and make sure we do it. So that got my, you know, halachic brain working. Wow. I've heard that, but what does Nisan have to do with anything? Is that true? Is it really, like, why only Nisan? Why would Nisan have to do with it necessarily? So, you know, that got us into a whole thing. We saw all this. This is a variation of what we saw. Hi. We're going to be talking about fruit trees.
Okay. That reminds me of Tu B'Shvat.
Ah, there you go.
Perfect. It should remind you of Nisan, though.
Nisan. So we're saying why? So this idea that only Nisan you can say this bracha on the new fruit trees. Why? What does Nisan have to do with anything?
Oh, yeah. Ellen told 11. Us that. Last
right.
Actually,
yeah. So it's page 11. The full packet, page 11. Ah, that's. Yeah, yeah, it's probably there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Back two pages. There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. So why would Nisan have to do with this? Why only Nisan? What suddenly expires the next day after Nisan? Okay, so we'll see that. All right, so we'll see the Gemara. All right, hello. So we were just posing a question: why the bracha on fruit trees can only be said in Nisan, or can it only be said in Nisan? That's gonna be one of our goals to figure that out. Why would Nisan have to do so much with fruit trees that you can't say the bracha on fruit trees after Nisan, if that's true?
Cycle in Israel?
Which cycle?
So you typically plant in Nisan, pick in Sukkot, and
barley. Oh, interesting. Okay, maybe. Okay, so the Gemara says, so it's page 11, the Gemara on the top of the page, second line of the Gemara, right, where there's an arrow. Haiman, if a certain person, dinafik bimei Nisan, biyomei Nisan, goes out, if a person goes out during the days of Nisan is mentioned, vechazi ilane, and he sees trees, page 11, and he sees trees, dekabalavlevi, that are beginning to blossom, Omer, he should say, baruch shaloch yiser ba'olomo klum, blessed is God that there's nothing lacking in his world, uvara bo briyot tovod, and he created good creations, v'ilanot tovod, and good trees, that people could get pleasure from, to give people pleasure in this world. It's a bracha over the fact that he didn't just give us, you know, kind of a black and white world, that there's flavors, there's trees, everything. It's a pretty world, and we're grateful for that. And that's all the Gemara says. It's the entire sugya, if you'll call it that even. That's the entire topic on this thing. Okay. So that leaves us with questions, right? Number one, why Nisan? We already asked. Why does Nisan have to do with anything? Number two, is this halakhically binding? It's a nice Gemara. Is that binding at all? Do I really have to do that? Here's a question, and you could throw out your own question. What if I see the tree after it has been fully grown? That would sound like a no, right? We'll see that may not be. Right? We'll see that that's not actually necessarily the case. What if I see it twice? What if I see two trees that are beginning to grow in Nisan, right? So far, does it sound like I could only make the bracha once? Not really. And it even says Ilanei, right? It even says trees. So maybe I could do this bracha every day. Right, maybe every day of Nisan, maybe more than once a day, right? If I see two trees in a row.
You go to an arboretum.
Yeah, right. If I go to or botanical gardens and I see lots of new trees, maybe I can make the bracha a dozen times, right? We'll see. Maybe not, right? But there's all these issues that the Gemara does not tell us.
Wait, why are you saying a new tree?
Ah, very good. Well, it says that it's beginning to blossom.
Okay, but it's not a new tree. You're saying a tree that's beginning.
I mean, a tree in its new growth for the year.
Okay, sorry.
But you're right. It doesn't necessarily have to be a new tree. Does it have to be a fruit tree? Didn't mention that. We say fruit trees. Doesn't say fruit trees. Right? A tree could blossom, but not a fruit. It's just beginning to blossom, right? It could be a pine cone tree.
Right, which pine nuts are edible.
Okay. Well, let's say it's something not edible at all. Right, could be, I don't know, poison
magnolia.
Iron. Magnolia, right? Could be, right? So lots of things emerge from this Gemara that aren't clear, right? We could guess, but we can also look down and see where the halacha is. So there's a vav. I put an arrow next to that vav at the top of the page, right? So we know by now that's the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, which I gave you in the middle of the page. So we match that vav with the other vav, and we ignore the big letters. Right, we ignore the big letters and we go for the little letter, and there's our vav again circled. And it tells us the following. My, anyone remember what my is? Mem Aleph Yod. My is Maimon is the Rambam. So he's pointing us to the Mishneh Torah. It's okay. Perek Yud. Okay. Shum. I'm sorry. Yeah, Shum. Perek Yud Shum. Shum is like Ibid. Same source as before. So we jump back one paragraph to the Hey paragraph, and it's still a Shum. Okay, we jump back to Gimel, and it is still a Shum. We go back to Aleph and Bet at the top, and now we find Hilchot Brachot, which makes sense, right? Hilchot Brachot, which we'll look at. So now we know pretty much everything we need to know. It's Rambam, it's Perek Yud, it's from Hilchot Brachot, that's the Shum, and it's Halacha number Yod Gimel. Yeah, exactly. Yod Gimel. Right back to our Vav paragraph. And it's Yod Gimel. So it's going to be, happens to be in the Ahava section of Rambam. It's going to be Hilchot Brachot. It's going to be Perek Yod. Going to be Yod Gimel. Okay, so that's good. There it is on the bottom of the page. Magic. Right, bottom of the page. You could have cheated. Right, Perek, you see Hilchot Brachot. And you see Perek Yod. And there's a Yod Gimel in the first line of the Rambam. Right, big Yod Gimel. Haro'eh, actually, second line, first line is something different. Second line of the Rambam there. Hayotse, someone who goes out, lasadot, to fields. That's kind of new. Oliganot, or to gardens. Biome Nisan, in the days of Nisan. So we didn't have that level of specificity in the Gemara, but I don't know. Okay, still in the days of Nisan. V'ra'a ilanot, and he sees trees, porchot, that are blossoming. V'nitzanim olim, and they're, what is it?
The little shoots.
Okay. Wasn't sure. They're beginning to sprout. Mivarech, he should say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, Shaloch yisar b'olam oklum, nothing's lacking in his world. Fine. What's the difference between the bracha in the Gemara and the bracha here? Right. What does the Gemara say? What does the Rambam say?
It says,
right. The Gemara didn't say Hashem's name. Now, we could assume maybe the Gemara meant that. Maybe not. Maybe the Rambam is saying, no, this should be said. This is a real bracha. You should say it with Hashem's name.
Okay, no matter. Sometimes, like in bracha, it doesn't say Hashem's
right.
Name.
Correct. So the
morning, it doesn't
say. Right. So the Gemara might just be being succinct, but the Rambam seems to at least be more clear that you definitely say it with Hashem's name. Yes, very good. That's subtle, but you're right. That he adds the word vinaot near the end in order to be able to say kedei lehanot. Because if you didn't say that, the point is that people should get pleasure from them. You can't say that people should get pleasure from them if you didn't just say that they're pleasurable. So you have to add the word vinaot. Those are some small things. He adds in where we say this, ganot and sadot, right, which we didn't know from the Gemara. Still not mentioning fruit, right? Still mentioning Nisan as being very important to this discussion. We'll see, maybe not, but the Rambam seems to still think that's very important.
Can we backtrack for a second?
Yeah.
I asked it before, but
please. No.
But back in the Gemara, in the first line,
right.
Doesn't it say Baruch Shanatan Reach Tov B'Perot, like giving you know, a great fragrance from your fruit, and it doesn't it imply that it's a fruit tree?
Well, that's a different Gemara. That's a different topic. But you might be right that by connecting, that topic to the topic we're doing, the Gemara might be saying it has to do with fruit.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's why we assume it has to do with fruit, because the line before that in the Gemara is about the bracha on fruits.
Uh-huh.
Very good. And then it talks about trees, so that's a very good connection. Yeah.
So what if it's a fruit tree that stinks? Because there are some trees that...
Right.
I know my mom had trees in her yard that had some kind of a nut or some kind of a fruit, and they stunk.
Right. So for our topic, it wouldn't matter.
Okay.
We'd have to see the previous topic. It's talking about nice-smelling fruits.
Okay.
So nuts on Reach Toba Peirot. We'd have to see that. But for our topic...
Pleasant.
Yeah, right. Right. I mean, for our... You're right. The Rambam adding in the word benahot means it has to be something that's not at to you. If it's, it could be a practical difference if it's not a terribly nice-looking crab apples.
Well, you don't eat something.
Right.
You don't say bracha on something unless you're going to gain pleasure from it.
Right, very good, right?
Oh,
right.
So you're not saying a bracha on a crab apple because typically you're not going to eat a crab apple.
Right,
so
normally you don't.
You do eat, like if you take a pill and you have to drink water with the pill, you don't say bracha because you don't really want to have that pill. You're not having water in order to
Right, or a crab apple. If you're on a hike and you just have to eat something and you take a crab apple, but it's really gross, then you wouldn't make a bracha.
Okay.
But you're right, like kid vitamins, you're supposed to say a bracha because it's like a candy.
It's
candy.
Right.
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 Yeah, so it's the same thing. You're an apple.
Right, so that could be. If it's an ugly tree, even if it's a new tree, but it's somehow a vine or something, you know, it's ugly. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting question. Maybe the Rambam would say no. Yeah.
Just said if you eat a food that you don't like, you don't have. I think you still have to say a bracha. I mean, you eat it like an eggplant, and you don't like eggplant.
That's true. But if it's objectively gross,
and you
wouldn't. If it's like a crab apple, something that's really.
Even if you're getting a benefit from it, that's surprising.
Yeah.
What do you mean by objective? The majority of people don't like it?
Right. If the majority of people would say if the majority of people would say that it's gross, then you wouldn't have to. If it's something that you don't love peas, but
castor oil.
You're right. If it's something that if something that you don't really like but you're eating it, it's normal, it's just not your favorite food, then you would.
But if it's like a time of like a manish, like if there's no food and you find crab apples.
Right.
Then you would say bracha.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because it's
sustaining
you.
But that's not
right,
point.
That's what
point
I'm saying.
No,
get benefit from it.
Getting enjoyment from
it. You would get life from it. If
but
it's
I don't
time
know.
No food, I bet you would even say bracha.
I'm not sure.
But
no.
In this, if you walk by a tree, the first of Nisan,
that?
And it's growing crab apples, and they smell good, wouldn't you make this bracha?
Yeah, because this bracha is not as much about the... This bracha is about enjoying the sight of it, not the vision of it, not so much... Not that you would eat it necessarily.
All right.
Because it's still at a stage in its growth that you wouldn't eat it anyway.
That's interesting. It's fruit in potentia.
Right.
Not.
Right.
I mean, you could take this to an extreme. Like, if you were lost and you were bereft and you needed to live on, like, acorns and mushrooms, I could definitely see you making a bracha. You would want to make a bracha more than anything if
you
were
waiting
to eat.
It would be keeping you alive, but it wouldn't be. That's not what the bracha is about necessarily, keeping you alive. It's about providing you with. Pleasure.
Really? Every bracha is about even food bracha? It's about...
Yeah, you wouldn't... I wouldn't... Even if
the
you had to eat acorns for a while...
Pleasure is the visual, is what you're saying.
In this case. But she's saying in general, if I had to eat acorns every day for... You know, if I was on Survivor, and I had to eat acorns every day for
well,
a year...
Well, that's a choice, but if you didn't have a choice...
Right, if you didn't have a choice, I don't think you'd make... Yeah, I don't think so.
I
don't think so.
Like, we were talking about, in that book, Hidden in Thunder, right?
What?
Hidden in Thunder. It's the Gera Rebbe's granddaughter who did her PhD on halachas that came out in the Holocaust.
Right.
So, and who is that? It's the Eish Kodesh.
Yeah, the Eish Kodesh,
right? So he would paskin for them what they should do in the Warsaw Ghetto. So they had to eat horse meat. And they couldn't cook it properly. And then he said to say a bracha on it. And like a mezuzah that they put on when they knew they were going to be deported in a few days, they put it on their door.
Right.
They said a bracha on it.
Right. Those could be situations where they're trying to give them some chizuk, some inspiration, and it doesn't necessarily, and it could be the same thing over there in the acorn case where you're totally desperate. But in a normal situation where you're eating something that's not normally considered appropriate food,
then
we would not. Okay.
Like trait.
don't
that's
say
too.
A bracha.
That's true, too. No, that's true. If you're forced to eat tree, if you don't make a bracha, that's true, too. That's
and
true.
If you want to eat tree,
make a bracha.
Then
you
I don't think
better
so.
Enjoy it if
no.
you eat tree.
No. But who's eating treif? Who's eating treif by choice and also wants to make broccoli? Who's this person?
There's
like a very firm, but
before I was firm, I did that.
Okay.
I didn't know any better.
Okay.
Very firm.
All right. Okay. So if we go back to the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, so now we saw the Rambam. If we go back to the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah for a second, still on page 11, we saw the Rambam. Then it says, Tav Vav Shin Ayin. What's that? There you go. Tav Vav Shin.
Just below that arrow.
Yeah, the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah.
He's continuing.
Right, in the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. Tav Vav Shin quotes Ayin. Give you the first word, Tur. Tor Vish, all right. Tor Vish Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Tor Vish Shulchan Aruch.
Mm.
What's Och?
Och is Arach.
Arach Chaim. Arach Chaim. Fine. Och, or sometimes Ach, is Arach Chaim. That's good. That's the first part of Shulchan Aruch. And if it's an Arach Chaim halacha, that means I can also use a what?
The Mishnah Berurah.
Mishnah Berurah. Good. So we will. And then it's Siman, chapter number, Reish Chaf Vav, which is what number? Reish Chaf Vav?
Reish.
Right? 200. 226. Right. There's no, by the way, funny, there's no halacha number because there's only one halacha in that chapter. Normally it would say Se'if Aleph, Se'if Bet Halacha, one halacha two, but there's only one halacha in the chapter. It's a short chapter. So, did we get that?
Yeah.
You got that. Okay, so sure enough, there it is on the top of the next page.
Sure enough.
Right where we need it. By the way, everything in this class, you can see in the original, or you can look on the right side of the page where I gave it to you in kind of the blocks. Same thing, but whatever you want. Hayotze. All right, so now on the top of the next page, we have, see the Reish Chaf Vav, that big red, chapter 226. It's an Orach Chaim. It's haroa pirchei ha'ilan ma mivarech. If you see fruit trees, what should you, or not fruit trees, but, yeah, pirchei ha'ilan. Perach? No, that's not fruit, that's period. If you see new trees, what should you make? A bracha. Hayotzei bimei Nisan, someone who goes out in the days of Nisan, v'ra'a ilanot, and he sees trees, shemotzein perach, that are flowering, right, top of the page. Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shaloch Yisar Ba'olam Oklum. We've seen all this already. Huvar Bo Briyot Tavot Vilanot Tavot Lehanot Ben Bnei Adam. Fine, goes back to the Gemara's version of the bracha, and then he starts adding in. Now this is going to be new. Ve'enu Mivarech. These are not words of the bracha. Ve'enu Mivarech Ela Pa Machat Bechol Shana V'Shana. I know Bechol Shana V'Shana sounds like part of the bracha. Ve'enu Mivarech, and he should only make that bracha. One time every single year, which really tells us two things at once. First of all, if I see more than one tree, too late, right? I already said it once, right? And if I see this tree continuing to grow, too late, right? I can't say it on this one more than once either, right? It's once per year. It's a very funny thing. Normally a bracha is once every 30 days, maybe, or maybe once a year, if you have a Shechianu issue, or once.
Would you say this and then Shechianu?
Ah.
No, I was just thinking that. Well, twice
no.
a year, so you should. Why not?
Well,
you only said once.
One
you can only
what
say
would the Shechianu be on?
On the fruit that's growing.
But you're not eating the fruit. You're not getting
you're
pleasure. But you're not, right, but you're only seeing it. You're not getting pleasure out of the fruit itself. You're not eating
happy.
The fruit.
Just that you're getting to do
but
it.
But you're not
that you're getting to say the bracha
on the fruit. Anyway,
if you buy
right.
So not eating it.
Right, but that wouldn't elicit a shech.
What if you made a bracha over smelling it?
Right.
Then you could say a shechianu because it's...
No, but shechianu is only on either eating
gain.
Something, acquiring... It's not really even on the eating of something it's that's new. It's really on acquiring it. The fact that you're acquiring, getting something new that you haven't had in a year.
But isn't it coming to the season where you can acquire it?
But what are you?
Yes.
Yes. That.
To this time,
right.
When I can say the bracha on this tree,
right.
One time a year.
So your shachyan would be on the bracha itself.
Then I made it.
Then any new bracha, you could say shachyan. I mean, you could say shachyan on lightning if you haven't said it. Right, you'd say shachyan all the time. I don't think we do that. It's on. It's not on the opportunity to say a different bracha. I mean, it's a good question, but I don't think you know if you haven't seen. You know, you can say shachyanu on shachyanu.
I didn't say what today.
Like sriracha, right? Right.
So when you say shachyanu on, like by kiddush,
right?
What are you
equating? On the fact that
something new that you had. That you're supposed to think
well,
of something
that
Raviden,
is a holiday.
Right.
That is right. That is a holiday that you have.
Time.
Right. What are men saying
yeah.
shachyanu
on the
that
second
the,
day?
That the holiday has occurred now for the first time in a year. But that's
yeah,
a,
that's why I was
holiday.
Thinking
but
you
you're
could
saying
say Shechianu here too. You,
and you're saying
yeah.
it on the candles. You're not saying it on anything.
Well, you could say
right.
No,
you're saying it on
right.
the fact that it's
right.
the holiday.
Right.
You're saying it on the fact that you've arrived to this point in time. You've
right.
sustained,
exactly.
sustained me to make it to this chag or event.
Right, so
right.
that's why I thought this
you're not
yeah.
referencing anything.
But could
right,
you take
so,
it back
yeah.
to Tanakh and say that the Shechianu would go on for the man? On the fact that they happen to be able to go to Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem to Yerushalayim,
right.
and they happen to take their lady and their gear and their daughter, their maids of innocence, and they happen to be able to make those people besimcha,
mm-hmm.
which is the mitzvah.
Right.
So they were brought to this time when they were able to do that.
Yeah, but
we
don't carry over brachot from the Beit HaMikdash to
but
today.
But it's not a bracha on that. It's on that idea that now I'm going to use yantiv to give simcha to other people.
Oh, okay. Okay. Maybe.
So then
it's not different.
The new fruit for the second day is so you have something to say Shechianu on.
Right, because the second day of Rosh Hashanah might not be valid because there's really only supposed to be one day. So when we have a second day, it's not clear enough that you should make a Shechianu because it's really one long day. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have something called Kiddush HaAricha. That's really one
right,
one 48-hour
right.
day. So Yom HaRichta, so the Shechianu on the second day is not clear, so you say it on something you've acquired, a new fruit that you haven't eaten.
Jewelry.
Right, jewelry. It could be a new suit, it could be jewelry, something like that. It doesn't have to be fruit.
Rashi said that?
Yeah, new jewelry, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because you're supposed to. There's a mitzvah to get your wife jewelry.
You know,
for
you
know,
if I show it to you, you have to buy it.
Bad smells, I don't know if you could say Shechianu like me.
All right. Yeah. No, it's true. You're supposed to get jewelry. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying something a little surprising. He says, you only make the bracha once in a year, which we said is surprising. And then he says, another surprising thing. And if you delay before you make the bracha, ad achar shagadlu ha-pirot, until the fruits have fully grown, lo yivarechot, you can no longer make the bracha. Now, I guess you can make it on a different tree. That's not. You
so
know,
you're supposed to like be looking around the first flying tree you see,
right.
go run and do it.
Right, because if you pass by a tree, now there might be a tree behind it that is starting to grow, so that's fine. But if the first tree, if the tree you for some reason want to make the bracha on, the fruit is already grown. Doesn't say fully grown, but grown, ad achar shagadlu, it's too late. Right? It has to be earlier in the process.
We went to Italy one spring, and then we were going to Israel. So in Italy, we saw trees in bloom.
Right.
But we decided to wait until we went to Israel to say the bracha.
Okay.
Ooh.
You
so
could do that.
Which is preferable? Is that what you're saying?
Right. I mean, he doesn't.
That was what
it's an interesting question. You don't have to do it the first second you see it, right?
Okay.
You have 30 days. If you assume you'll see
yeah.
one the next day, if you right,
right?
There's no obligation to say it on the first day of Nisan or the first
right.
tree you see. But if you blow it, in a sense, if you say it on one tree, you're done, right? Which is it's strange,
yeah.
right? Why would that be? Why can't I say it on one tree today and another tree tomorrow? Who cares? I'm just as inspired by. You know, the fact that this tree, the trees are coming back into bloom. I guess it's the fact that you can only be that inspired by it once. If you've already noticed the fact
yeah,
that, if you've already, right, if you've already noticed the fact that trees are coming back into bloom, so you said the bracha, so you noticed it. You can't necessarily notice that again. You said the bracha. The bracha is on trees, not on this tree. It's on trees. It's on
Ilan.
It's on
Ilan Oaks. It's probably supposed to like elicit the joy of the winter's over.
Right.
You're finally seeing flowers. You
right.
know, like the first time you're driving and you notice the leaves are green. It's
yeah.
like,
oh, I can hear Ted's point from the Gemara.
Whose point?
Ted.
Okay.
Hayotze Sadot.
Yeah.
That's Dina, and Dina was in Israel. She was a Tetze Sador.
Okay.
Where are you here? Yeah, well, right up here.
There's a
phrase.
Oh, what they say about Sador, yeah.
It's the book
after the
phrase from echoes the phrase from.
So it's better
really?
To say
that. And she was in Israel.
Wow.
Really?
Okay.
So where
is
Terry's
text?
Rabbi said,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Where does he get all of this?
Aha.
Like
so where does he get all of this? So we can find that out. The Be'er, so the not the answer to that question, but to find the answer to that question, we have something called the Be'er HaGola. The Be'er HaGola is on the page of the Shulchan Aruch or the Mishnah Berurah, and it sends us backwards from the Shulchan Aruch
right.
to where his source was. And here we have a curt Be'er HaGola. Right, the arrow
yeah.
right, the arrow goes from, there you go, right to there. This is a tricky one. It's cryptic. Right? So there's actually two sources being given to us in that
it's
cryptic
like
parable. Right, Rashi script. So Mordechai Shum.
I thought it said
Mordechai. Yeah, Mordechai, it's Mord, but Mordechai Shum.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. That's the first source. Mordechai we've talked about. That's what we said is like the fourth out of the big three Rishonim. So Mordechai Shum.
What does that say?
So Shum meaning in the same Gemara that we already saw, so we'll see the Mordechai.
Okay.
And Hey Gimel Mem. Hey Gimel Mem, and newer printings would write this out. So, but Hey Gimel Mem is Hagahot Maimoniot, which is a commentary on the Rambam.
Uh-huh.
Hagahot means corrections, Maimoniot, Rambam, Maimon. So corrections on the Rambam, it's the name of a commentary on the Rambam, which you have on the bottom of the page. But before we see that, the Mordechai. Okay, so the Mordechai is a Rishon, he's a commentary on the Gemara. And I have it here for those who are with us, those who are listening in the audio. Sorry. You gotta come.
It's really good. I wish you could see it.
Yeah, I know. It's you will not believe. You will, right, you will not believe how.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And
I'll turn off
wait,
the audio for
can
me.
Can I just ask
yeah.
1 second? Okay, so when.
Yeah.
When on the. The Be'er HaGola,
right?
So there's this little bait up there, right? Directing us to a bait down here.
Right.
And all it says, all it does is give us the source. Is
exactly.
that right?
Exactly.
Okay, fine.
And then we write, so Mordechai, Shalom, Mordechai is the commentary. We know where the Gemara is, so we can find the Mordechai. And the Hey Gimel Mem is the Hagot Maimoniot, which is on the Rambam that we'll see in a minute.
But why wouldn't the Mordechai be on the Rambam and not on the Mishnah Berurah?
Mordechai is the commentary on the Gemara.
But no, but like you have it, you don't have it on Hilchot Brachot from the Rambam. It's not showing up there. It's showing
right.
in the Mishnah Berurah where he's quoting the Rambam.
Oh, well, yeah, because I was, it is there. I was just.
Oh, you just. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're correct. And this is the same Rambam, and now I gave you the Hagot Monio. Correct.
Right.
We're just doing a little by little. But you're right. When you saw the Rambam in the beginning, you know, it would be there too. You just didn't know to look at it. But now, yes, the first time you saw the Rambam, you could have learned it by looking at the commentary. There you go. First time you see a Rambam, say Shachir. Okay. All right, so this is the Mordechai. All right, it's a copy of the Mordechai, back of the Gemara, on Brachot. And then I gave you an arrow. Right, the arrow is going from Daf Mem Gimel down, right, down to where it says Shum,
mm-hmm.
meaning Ibid. And here we go. Vechazei ilane. If some,
wait.
Oh, sure.
Where? I see that.
Yeah, daf mem gimel.
Where's
vechazei?
Oh, we're reading here.
Yeah. So vechazei ilane. If somebody sees trees,
demelav
leve that are blossoming bepa'am rishona bashana, the first time in the year, shemotzin perach, the first time that they're blossoming. Now, clearly there's words missing here. He has to mean you say the bracha that he didn't quote. Obviously, there's a line missing from the Mordechai.
Mm-hmm.
That's just obvious. V'katav harav Yosef, And now he quotes somebody named Rabbi Yosef. I don't know. No, that would be later. Mordechai is a Rishon. That's later. So Rabbi Yosef, who we'll see quoted also by Lagon Mimonio, whoever that is, he says, to who hadin, that the same thing would be true, imlo ra'a, if you didn't see them, ad ki gadlu ha-perot, before they grew. The same thing would be true. Shetzarech levarech kach, you would still need to make the bracha. Even if you didn't see the fruits blossoming until they grew, you would have to make the bracha.
So he's contradicting it.
Absolutely. Right? If you didn't see
the
tree, it absolutely does.
Even if,
so it's really not a good hagolah. This may be where he's based on, but it's not, the Be'er Hagolah is not correct. And not only that, but if you look in the Hagahot Maimoniot, which you can see, I would recommend on the right side of the page, right? The Hagahot Maimoniot, right? Which is down here. Right, tiny. So look on the right side.
Wait.
No, this is the Mordechai. It's commentary on the Gemara.
Oh, I thought he was referring to the Ramban.
Well, he refers to two things.
Okay.
So he refers to the Mordechai,
okay,
which we just saw.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
so the Be'er Hagolah is referring to this,
right,
and something else.
And the Hegemol Mem, which is the Hagahot Maimoniot,
okay.
Which is a commentary on the Rambam. You can see it on the bottom, near the bottom of page 12, but you can also look all the way on the right, which is probably easier to read. Right? Same thing.
Yes.
All the way on the right? Okay. So he says, Vikatav Mori. This is a commentary on the same Rambam we already saw. We saw a Rambam a few minutes ago. So he says, Vikatav Mori Rabbeinu Sheikh, yeah?
He should still be alive. No, that's just me.
Well, he should live, yeah.
Because he was living when he wrote it.
Right, exactly. Yeshayich, yeah. That's like Shlita. Did Davka Pa'am Rishona Bakisha Roeh? That it only applies the first time that you see it. Okay.
Mordechai and the
Making
the bracha.
The bracha. Hmm? Well, sort of, but we have to keep going. The Katav Rabbeinu Yosef, but the Rabbeinu Yosef says, and yes, this seems to contradict, she'im lo yireh, that if you don't see the tree, ad ki kvar gadlu peirot ha'ilanot, until the fruits have already grown on the tree, nireh would seem, she'tzarech levarech, that you would still have to make the bracha.
Mm-hmm.
Ad kan. End quote.
So this is agreeing with this.
Yes,
so
the
right.
end of the Hagahot Maimoniot.
Same
guy, right, Rabbeinu Yosef.
Okay.
The end of the Hagahot Maimoniot agrees with the Mordechai, but Terry thought there for a second that the beginning of the Hagahot Maimoniot disagrees, not necessarily, if you look at it carefully.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Davka Parm Rishona Kisha Roeh.
You can see it for the first time, it can be fully bloomed.
Ah, there's two issues. There's two issues. There, and remember, the Shulchan Aruch has two issues. There's an issue of how many times that I see this tree or trees in general, do I make the bracha? That's
mm-hmm.
one issue. We could put
right.
that in one box. But then there's also the issue of, what if I don't see the tree or a tree until the fruit is fully grown?
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally separate issue. Right? You could mix and match those issues however you want. You could say yes to issue one, no to issue two. Doesn't really matter. They're not the same issue. Just because I say that I cannot say it, let's say, for argument's sake, that I cannot say it when the fruit is fully grown, that has nothing to do with whether I could say it on 10 different trees.
Right.
I could still say it maybe on 10 trees that hasn't
blooming.
Grown yet, that are beginning to bloom. So but you're right that we do either of these sources say, either the Hagahot Maimoniot or the Mordechai, do either of them say that you can say it more than once a year? No, but the Shulchan Aruch says.
But look, it also says something else. It's hard to see. It says Vegam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yevareich shehechiyan.
Oh. You're kidding?
Ah.
Oh, they're just joking.
Only she can see.
I don't think so. All right.
Okay, so let's say, pretend you're in Russia and it's spring and there's.
you're in a field and there's one tree blooming,
right,
like
right.
no other trees
Correct.
Are blooming. You first time you
in
saw
York,
it.
New York. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm
New
just
York City.
Making
yeah.
up an old prime thing.
Yeah.
But the first time you see it and it's the only blooming tree around, but it already has fruit.
Right.
Then you could still.
So let's see. So the Shulchan Aruch says Lo Yivarechod. Shulchan Aruch says no.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly he's quoting these other two sources that both say
yes.
Sarich Livarech, right? That even if it already grew, Kvar Gadlu Peirot Alidot Nirash Sarich Livarech.
That's really confusing.
Right. So it's strange. So we generally agree with the Shulchan Aruch, right? That Shulchan Aruch says you don't, but it's not clear yet where he's getting that from, because these two sources say exactly the opposite.
Why is he drawing on these to make a different point?
Yeah, why did he put a bet there?
Well, he didn't put the bet there. Remember, these notes were all later. The Ber HaGola was written later, compiled later. So we'd have to see the Beit Yosef, which I don't have here. Okay. So how does the Mishnah Berurah? So we said it's Or HaChaim. So how does the Shulchan Aruch deal with this problem? Right, you can, you can't. So let's see, top of the next page. How does the Mishnah Berurah kind of deal with this contradiction? The Shulchan Aruch is saying you cannot make the bracha again if it's already grown. These other sources are saying yes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you have the Dalet at the top, matches with the Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, V'imi cher levarech. So if it's too late, if you've delayed and the fruit's already grown, remember we know the Shulchan Aruch says too late. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Hainu, meaning to say, Afilu lo ra'a klal, even if you didn't see the tree at all, mikodem,
mm-hmm.
before this,
mm-hmm.
afilu hachi, even so, ibeid habracha, you've lost the bracha. Even if the first time you see this tree, or any tree, is when it's already grown, it's too late. Kevan shagadlu ha'peirot, because the fruits are already grown. Right, it's not blooming, it's blossomed, it's done.
So even it's the only tree around.
Right, it's too late.
I'm
right.
missing your bracha, I'm counting the Omer.
Right. Cain move up a Beit Yosef. He says that is what is mentioned in the Beit Yosef, which is not surprising because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
Mm-hmm.
Shulchan Aruch is the same guy as the Beit Yosef, same person. Right? Should agree, it usually agrees. Generally it agrees. Aval, however, Aval.
But.
Oh, here somewhere. Be'elia Rabba. But there's a commentary called the Elia Rabba.
Okay.
On the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Hichria Ladina. He decides for as the halacha differently. Deem lo ra'a mikodem. That if you didn't see it before, lo avad habracha. Then you didn't lose the bracha. Which is interesting, because he's not saying you could just pass by it, ignore it, and then make it. But if you never saw it before, then this is the first time that you're seeing it, so you can make the bracha.
So if it was your only tree, really you saw it with flowers, you
right.
ignored it, you came back, and there's fruits,
right.
then you're in
trouble.
Then you've got a problem.
And you can't do it.
But if it's the first time you're seeing, you didn't have the opportunity to have any blossom.
Right.
Okay.
But then it's funny, because by that token, I know he's not done yet, but by that token, what if I see it on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it's still not really blossomed, it's still not fruit yet.
Then you go
away
for a week.
No, even in its earlier stage, why don't we say that I lost? In other words, if the reason, what's the logic behind saying that I've lost my bracha because it's fully grown and I saw it before? That you're no longer inspired by seeing it. So that would be true if it's still beginning to grow, but I saw it already a day earlier.
But there's a difference between the way the tree looks when it's just blossoming
yeah.
and
right.
there's fruit.
There's a quality.
But the point is that the inspiration has left you, that it shouldn't matter if I've seen it before or not.
But really, I think I'm lost between, like, what's the point of this bracha?
Could this bracha
joy and love and gratitude over the fact that we have beautiful trees and
right.
we're getting pleasure from them and they exist.
Right.
This is what
Hashem
told you.
Well, because
it's not really clear.
There's a beautiful thing I didn't put in here.
So why not be liberal?
Well, but there's a thing I didn't put in here, and maybe I'll put it on the blog. But there's a beautiful I think it's the Yaruch HaShulchan who writes a nice thing about why we say the bracha. I think it's the Yaruch HaShulchan. I'll put it on the blog. But he says the reason we say the bracha is because a week ago or yesterday, everything was dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now you're suddenly seeing the reinvigoration of life that God is putting back. It's like Tchiyat HaMetim.
Right.
It's like it's, you know, everything was left for dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't do that if the process has gone on too much. You're no longer inspired by the fact.
It's like when the sun comes up, once it's up, it's
cool. Right.
But could it be linked to
a
different
mitzvah? Well, maybe that would be
different. Could this bracha
you didn't have an opportunity to
like on Pesach, you know how you get rid of the chametz and you say a bracha the night before Pesach?
Mm-hmm.
Could this bracha be linked to Bikurim? So that you have to have the blossom because that's going to be what's going to allow you to bring the Bikurim later. And that's why it's on a fruit tree and that's why it's on in Nisan. And
oh, very nice.
Yeah,
maybe,
that's a good idea.
Right, right. Although we don't bring Bikurim, but it's true. It could be, be related.
There's a lot of things we can't do. We should push on a rab. All of those things we're doing,
Zecher.
Zecher HaMikdash.
Right. Yep, could be.
Also, I think it's kind of like maybe the spiritual value of it is that you have to really appreciate the newness of creation.
Right.
Like right when it happens and not be jaded. You know,
right.
Like, oh, far, I'll say the bracha later.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And by the time you move past that point and there's fruit already.
And it's already grown.
It's already a whole
You're
different
not seeing the gestation of creation. You're seeing it already done.
So what does Rav Yosef say?
So it would be like saying mazel tov to someone on their new kid when the kid is 5 years old, right? I mean, you know, you say like mazel tov.
If you haven't seen them, then you could.
Still, you know, if the first time you meet someone, their kids are 10 years old or 20, you don't be like,
right,
you
wouldn't be like mazel tov, but
right?
Still,
they exist. Like it's, you know, that
level is
done. No,
but you
kind of
have a point. Like when somebody's kid, okay, they're 6 months, but you never saw them before.
Right.
There still is.
Correct,
because
that's still
there,
in that
mazel tov.
That's still in the mazel tov stage, but not if they're 10 years old. Okay.
So why does Rav Yosef say you can?
Say that you can't?
That you can.
You can.
That you can.
Why is someone...
Oh, that Rav Yosef. Oh, that Rav Yosef.
Yeah, that one.
Right.
There's fruit.
So far he said you can't, and he said you can. Say Eliyahu Rabba says that you should. Olo avada bracha, right? V'chein mashma gam kein b'veir ha-gra. The gra says that you should still make the bracha. Da'afilu kfar gadol ha-pri, even if the fruit already grew. Olo avada bracha, he didn't move. U'mikol makom. Okay, so he's really not quite decided. Shulchan Aruch said no, but he's bringing all of these different, authorities that say yes. Or that say yes, right? The Gra is certainly someone to rely on. The he brought the Eliyahu Rabba, the commentary on Shulchan Aruch. So here's now where he kind of decides, splits it down the middle. Mikol makom, in any event, im kfar gadal hapri, if the fruit already grew. And this is where I was saying before, maybe before it wasn't fully grown. Vinigmar kol tzarko, and it's really, really grown.
It's
like really ready to be picked. Shera oy levarei chaleh she'achiyanu. That you, there you go. Right. That fruit is now so ripe. The fruit is now so ripe and ready to pick that if you hadn't eaten that fruit for a while, you can make a she'achiyanu on that fruit.
That's great.
Right?
If it's a bikurim.
You can't say the bracha.
Because it's not about the tree bracha anymore. You're too
right.
far gone.
That's too far gone. Right? So mashma b'fir megadim, shuvein kedai levarach, right? So then it wouldn't be worth it. What kedai? Wouldn't be worth it.
But so the shechianu,
well, if it's, assume, he's not saying you have to say shechianu. He's saying,
if you didn't need it, it counts.
Right. If the fruit is grown to the extent that you
right.
would make a shechianu on it if you haven't eaten that fruit in a year, that's
no
so grown.
Bracha.
Right. Then the tree bracha is done because now you've entered into a new category.
Fruit come from? When you talk about fruit?
Ah, very good. Whoever said fruit, right? This is the first time.
Yeah,
so right. The Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, because isn't there something that says that like if you get like a bracha?
Where did we see pre?
Down 4 lines from the bottom on the tips
of the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says pre. He's clearly talking about fruit. But the Rambam never said that. Shulchan Aruch didn't really say that. He just said.
Unless he said perach, and perach is assumed to be like a fruit.
Maybe. It seems like it was.
It seems like it's kind of understood that
right.
it's a fruit tree.
Well, it seems like.
Understood by me.
Or the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's not necessarily a fruit tree, but in the case that it happens to be a fruit tree,
okay,
then that
fine.
Would be the.
I accept
that. You know, the,
but a bracha, like, nina, I can never say it, nehane.
Right.
Can it do that?
Hana'a.
Do they have to be on things that you ingest or that you smell?
No, smelling has a different bracha. A reach tov.
So because it says lehitanot.
Right.
Does that imply that it's a fruit tree?
I don't think so. You can get hana from, because it's not eating
five
it anyway. And it's normally, you normally say the bracha when it's so gestational, so in the beginning of its growth process anyway, that you're not getting the kind of hana from it. You barely even know that it's going to be fruit. Right? It doesn't even look like anything. It's a bud.
So hana means that you're going to get some advantage out of it at some point.
Not necessarily. The advantage is seeing that it's grown, that the earth is coming back to itself.
But like you can't have basar v'chalev or get hana'a out of it in any way, right? That's one of the things.
Right. That's a different... That's right. That would be hana'a even giving it to your pet.
Right.
Right. So correct. Hana'a could be a broad range of things. Hana'a doesn't necessarily mean eating, right?
Okay.
In the case of basar v'chalev, it doesn't mean eating. Okay. So he splits it down the middle. Right, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, we've got sources saying yes, sources saying no, as far as if it's already grown. So he says, tell you what, if it's really already grown, like it's, you could pick it off and eat it, you could make a shachianu on it, at that point, it's too late. Otherwise, you know, maybe yes. I mean, he kind of leaves it a little bit open. Funnily enough, on the issue of Nisan, let's go down one paragraph. He's the first to challenge the Nisan issue. And he says, Orcha demilta nakat. This is the second paragraph on page 13. Biyomei Nisan, in the days of Nisan. Be'orcha demilta nakat. It's just talking about the regular common situation. That's what's the Gemara phrase. He's just giving you the, that's what normally happens, that fruit grows in Nisan, or trees blossom in Nisan. Sha'az derech artzot hachamim lelav lev ha'ilanot, because that in the warmer climates, this is like the we talked about this Shmini Atzeret Sukkah issue. In the warmer climates, that's what it does. That's what happens. V'hu adin v'chodesh iyar, but the same thing would be true in iyar.
Wait, it says acher.
Oh, v'chodesh acher. Sorry, same thing would be true in another month. Kol sheroeh halav luv, haliv luv. Anytime you see blossoming trees, pam rishon mivarech. Doesn't matter whether it's Nisan, it could be halfway.
Just talking about Israel.
Right. That was in the middle, or at least the Middle East, in Bavel, right? That was the climate.
So if
right?
your trees don't bloom till ER,
right.
you're not out of luck.
Right. And if you live in Australia on the other half of the year, fine. So say it in January. It doesn't matter. Right? It makes no difference. Whenever you see a tree blossoming, but it's only once per year, once per calendar year. So if you say it 3 months off, you still have, I guess, a year. I don't know. I guess you have a year from there till the next time. But really, what if I see it 6 months after that? Do we really mean a year? What if I see it, you know, a new, you know, season, but it's 6 months different? I really can't say it. I mean, I haven't seen it. Do I have to wait literally a year?
So
I mean, how exact is that year exactly? Right, exactly. Right.
Jane, there's your answer. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you could have said that.
Well, it wasn't in a different hemisphere.
Well, he's not saying you can say it twice a year.
No, he's
just
not
saying
that, but he's saying that no matter where you are in the world,
she could have said it in Italy, but they chose to say it in Israel.
Right.
Like, is it preferable to say
it?
As long as she could have said it in Israel.
But as long as it within 30 days.
I thought that the almond trees blossomed in Shvat, that they're the first blossoming trees. So then if that's the first blossoming tree, but that's not Nisan,
you say it.
Then you could say it, yeah.
But you can't say
this,
it, even though it's
this.
Not Nisan.
Correct.
Then you're
according,
done.
Right, he challenges the whole Nisan thing.
Oh.
Very similar to the,
sorry,
very similar to how we did the Shmini Atzeret question. Ah, that was only in warmer climates. Nowadays we're in Eastern Europe, it's warm, it's colder.
Most trees.
That's also interesting why it's like the part before that on the Gemara is about the Etrog.
Right.
The Etrog is the only plant that flowers all year round.
Ah, well, that was the topic of smelling a nice fruit.
Yeah, but I'm saying like now you've got the like.
Ah,
it's
and
not
that
a
yeah, yeah, right. And one final issue. The Mishnah Berurah, talking about where the Shulchan Aruch says if you were too late and it already grew, so the Mishnah Berurah says. Yeah.
So that goes back to what you're saying. You said before.
Right. But before the trees have grown, the fruits have grown, yuchal levarech. You are allowed to make a bracha. Ha'afilu lo arayt, lo birech b'sha'at riya rishona. Even if you didn't make this bracha the first time you saw it. So I can pass, so this is Jane's issue, I can pass by one tree 100 times, I can pass by lots of trees and not make the bracha, right? It's nice to say it, I guess, earlier, couldn't hurt, but you can pass by this tree, you can pass by lots of trees and not say it, and suddenly later in the season, Nisan or maybe not in Nisan, I could suddenly make the bracha. Even though I've already seen this phenomenon of the trees growing, occurring lots of times. So where is he getting that from?
It says,
right.
So before it starts to blossom, you can say the bracha.
Before
they grow.
Yuchal
levarech. Va'afilu lo birech b'shat riya rishona. But as long as it hasn't grown, so now he is kind of siding on that issue. If it hasn't fully grown, you can say it even if you've already seen this tree, you know, or lots of trees.
It's not the blossoming, sorry. I've got
right. No, but it's important that now he suddenly did paskin on the issue of growing. Because why does he say, aval kodem k'shagadu ha'peirot? Before it's fully grown. I thought it didn't matter if it's fully grown.
Right.
So now he's kind of coming down on that issue. That's from Maharil, where he says on the bottom. Tshuva, third line of the Maharil, bottom of the page. Umashe katavta, that which you wrote, dimashma. Lashon smak, he's quoting somebody, dim lo birech pam harishon al pri chadash ein lo levarechod. Sounds like if you haven't made a bracha the first time, you shouldn't make it again. Lo yadana mehen dikdaket. I don't know where you're getting that from, the idea that you'd only say it once.
Is that like where you're getting to be so strict from?
Right, dik-dak. Right, I don't know why you're being so strict about this, that you would only say it the first time. Meaning, I think he's talking about Shehecheyanu. If I eat a fruit that should get a Shehecheyanu, and I haven't said it Shehecheyanu, and now I'm eating the same fruit the next day, so should I make a Shehecheyanu?
Oh, God.
So he says, I don't know why you would say no. Right? The question here was, Im shachach levarech b'achilat b'chadash Shehecheyanu, if I haven't said Shehecheyanu, Im yesh levarech pam sheni kishochlo, should I say it the second time I eat the fruit?
Wait, where?
Oh, so I just went back up to the top of the Maharil. Im shachach levarech b'achilat b'chadash Shehecheyanu. If I didn't, you see.
But if I forgot, like if I blew it, not if I just didn't
bother. Okay, that's
bother.
True. Right, here, that's an interesting point. Here, we're assuming you just didn't say it for some reason.
Could it also be because Shehecheyanu is a bracha de Rabbanim?
Well, all brachot are de Rabbanim, other than
entry. So it's not a bracha levetala.
Shein atzricha bracha.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you should have said it the first time and you didn't, you wouldn't then say it the second time because it's
de Rabbanim. Is that what you're saying?
No,
I'm saying like how could you say it? Like how do you get a makeup?
Right.
Because
you don't have to say it any.
Well, he's saying you would say it.
Because like if it's an Isser deraiter, if it's something that's deraiter, then you're not sure if you made the bracha, then you don't make the bracha, right? And if it's something that's derabonim and you're not sure if you made the bracha.
Oh, safek
bracha
lahakel. Yeah, safek bracha lahakel is true. But that's only if you really have a doubt. He's saying there's no doubt here.
No, but you said if you forgot.
So right,
you're
right.
Because he's
so,
saying forgot.
Right, that's true. In the case of the fruit tree, it didn't sound like you forgot. It's just that you...
Kind of just
right.
Blew it on.
Right. So the Maharil proves it from our case. El Adarab. Now we're on the fourth line of the Maharil. He says, Adarab. Just the opposite should be true. Nearly, it seems to me, the Damoto, to compare the Shehecheyanu case, Leman de Mapik Biome Nisan, to our case of... The trees, the chazayilana, right? That's our case. The lo birech bezimna kama, that if you didn't make a bracha the first time you saw the tree, mivarech batarach, you would make a bracha later. Right now, he's assuming that, but why is he assuming that? Because he quotes specifically the words someone who goes out in the days of Nisan, which means that you probably saw a tree the first day of Nisan, second day of Nisan. And now it's the third day of Nisan, and you make a bracha. Shaldagat.
Kozman
shalogadu apeirot. As long as it hasn't grown, you can still say it. Same thing with Shachyanu. V'taimu mishum kach, dota simcha dain kayama. Because the same simcha that you have is still there. So if I eat a kiwi, right, if I haven't eaten a kiwi in a year, and I eat it on Monday, and I didn't say a Shachyanu, and I eat it on Tuesday, I'm still happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know where that would go to if I don't know.
Couldn't you kind of stretch that?
I would think at a certain point, if you eat it every day after that for 6 months, I don't think you have the same level of simcha.
So maybe it's like a one time.
Well, he says it's more than one time. He says the second time is fine. He doesn't quite, I don't think he says, so it would be loshna, it wouldn't be any different. Adrab. Kitzat Raya, there's a proof for this, a little bit of a proof. Me'asmak from the Sefer Mitzvot Ketanot. Dekav Ale Ara'iya, that he bases the bracha on seeing the tree, and you still see the tree. Doesn't matter if it's the first time. So here also, if you see that, yes, this is a stretch. He says, if you see the new fruit, the kiwi, or the star fruit, the fifth time you're eating it, you're still besimcha over the fact that you hadn't eaten it for a year before.
That's like the 10-year-old.
Right, it's like saying the 10-year-old, yeah. I hear. But at least as far as the tree case, he's clear. He's trying to prove it to Shachyanu, which sounds like a little bit of a stretch to say Shachyanu the fifth time you're eating the fruit. But he says in terms of the trees, he definitely says that if you haven't seen it first day, second day, third day, you're still supposedly in awe over the fact that these trees are growing, right? You're still... You still have whatever hana
spring
you had the
fever.
First time. Right, you still have spring fever. There you go. Yeah.
So I don't know if this is because I've never studied halacha like this, so I have no idea. Do they ever take account of, I guess what I'm thinking of is zrizut. Like, it kind of seems like a order of what's preferable. And I don't know if that's ever how...
What do you mean preferable?
Like, so zrizut, right, is like...
Alacrity, running
to do a mitzvah,
right.
Whatever. Right. So, like, it seems like there are ideal levels
right.
of this bracha. Ideally, you want to really embrace the new life, the whole thing. But if you didn't, you still kind of, but if you didn't and the fruit's there, it's still okay, but,
right.
you know.
No, here even more so. Here it sounds like even the lechatechila, even initially you could say it, the 20th time you see the tree.
Uh-huh.
Right? If I pass by this tree the first 20 days of Nisan
uh-huh.
and don't make the bracha, I could still say it even the chadchila
yeah.
on the 21st day. So I agree.
As long as the fruit hasn't completely
right. Because the assumption is as long as the fruit hasn't grown, and even that's a question.
It's still
as long
new
as it,
enough.
Right. I'm still able to be inspired by the newness of what's going on with the tree.
Right.
Right? So that's... But
that,
normally, yes. Normally you can't make a bracha, you know, too late.
It doesn't say that in the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't specify that, right?
So he does talk about it. Oh, no, actually, you're right. He doesn't talk about the issue of passing by the tree a few times, right? Right. He might assume yes, maybe he assumes no, but it sounds...
The Mishnah Berurah is expanding on that.
Right, exactly. So the Mishnah Berurah...
I think all the other stuff, yes.
Right, so the Shulchan Aruch didn't happen to talk about it. Maybe he assumed it's a yes or a no. He probably assumes yes, otherwise he'd say don't. My guess is he wouldn't specify... okay, yeah.
So are there any other mitzvot that would be similar in terms of that? Like Terry was speaking about Bikurim, you want
right.
your choice. You're bringing your, it's your first, but it's also your best. So
right.
Is it the best or is it just the first? I don't know.
No, it's supposed to be the first.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so maybe I'm thinking of something else, just maybe just general korbanot.
Maybe,
you're supposed
like
to bring
like
your
best. Yeah.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. Like, you could bring something else, but it's preferable to bring
your best. Are we like, Hevel?
Yeah.
So this, you know, it seems though also, like, you're talking about flowering trees, that you know botany enough to know that you're seeing a fruit tree.
Yeah,
you
there
know?
Seems to be an assumption here that you know that it's going to be, or maybe not, that's why there has to be a bud. Right? If there's nothing there, and you're like, who knows, even if you know this is probably going
to
be a fruit tree,
you still
it's
have
always
to see
a,
it.
You still have to see something.
Yeah.
Right.
They have at Ikar Farm, right?
Yeah, there's one at Ikar Farm.
Yeah,
they have like the bracha.
Yeah.
So it does have to be something edible? Is that what we... So
it seems like that's what we do.
Forsythia bush or a fuzzy
right.
Bush.
It seems.
Sure.
It seems. Well, I.
It doesn't say.
It's
Yeah, I mean, I still think the Mishnah Berurah might have meant if it's a fruit tree,
if
you're
it's a
diamond.
Fruit tree.
But I don't know if it
but
really
there are
does.
There are things that flower.
Let me just quickly look at one.
Why is there discussion about how big the fruit
is?
I
guess just because if the one you do stumble on, if the one you are interacting with is a fruit tree, these would be the parameters. But that doesn't mean it has to be.
So funnily enough, when I looked in this, expecting to yell at our... I'm looking at the sitter now, and I expected to yell at our scroll about the Nissan thing, and sure enough, it doesn't say Nissan. So good for them. So it's really... And by the way, I'll put it on the blog. The Aruch HaShulchan goes further. He says you shouldn't say it in Nisan.
Oh,
he said because he says that's not when they really grow in our countries.
There you go. Shvat,
so,
I'm telling you.
Right. So what we have here.
When do we sing a song?
To be Shvat.
And that's Jen. We never played on the piano.
It's No, it's here. Upon seeing fruit trees, it does say fruit trees, in bloom during the spring, this blessing may only be recited once each year. So it doesn't say Nisan, it says spring, which I guess is true. It does say fruit trees. I'm not 100% convinced about the fruit trees. Right? The only thing that mentioned that was the Mishnah Berurah, because he's talking about if the fruit is fully grown. So yeah, if it's a fruit tree, that's an issue, but that doesn't mean you can't say it on a forsythia tree. Or something else. But that seems to be the minhag, but I don't know if that's a real thing.
It's a bush.
It's
not a botanist. They're saying it's a forsythia.
They
need to cut just as
long. When I grew up,
taking it
I had in my parents' house right behind my bedroom was a forsythia bush, and every year my mom emails me a picture of it when it's growing because this was a big... So I am well.
Say she has the other one.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Very good.
Thank you
all.
So
thank you all. We'll
great.
I'm glad we'll yes. I hope so. Well, yes. Thank you for following those at home. We'll do this again next summer. We'll do something. Yes.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Ernie, keep coming.
Yes. If you have questions, anytime, you know how to reach me. And the post will stay on the blog forever, so you can have fun.
It was fun. Good to use the brain.